We're doing our class on Halacha, Judaism, head to toe. We're continuing with the subject of the mouth. And today we will discuss Bal Teshaktsu. Don't do disgusting things. There are certain things that the Halacha says are disgusting, and that's why you're not allowed to do them. For example, your child has a potty. When children start learning to go to the bathroom, so they have a plastic potty, they have this little pot that they do their needs in, right? So let's say you just moved to your new apartment and you don't have your dishes out yet. They're all packed in a box. So you want a bowl of cereal. So you're going to take that bowl of the potty, clean it out real well, and pour yourself a bowl of cereal with milk in the potty. So the halacha says you're not allowed to do that. That's disgusting. There are things in halacha that the Torah says, "V'lo teshaketzut nafshotechem." Don't do things that are despicable, that you look at them, everyone here is like ready to puke just thinking about the idea, right? But the halacha expands it to things that we might not have imagined. So the example in the Gemara is, they had this bloody instrument they used to use to let blood. So are you going to use that as your cup of wine? No, even though you cleaned it, it's still disgusting. Our example was the potty. So there are things which are disgusting, and we're not supposed to put them in our mouths or next to our mouths. An interesting application of this is that a man is not allowed to nurse from a woman. Meaning, I wouldn't have thought that's Bal Teshaktsu. The halacha says if a woman wants to take out her milk and a man wants to put in his coffee, he's allowed to drink her milk. He's not allowed to suck it from her. I don't know why, but that's what the halacha says. That's Bal Teshaktsu. That's considered something which is not like eating a bug. Why? I don't know. Again, I don't know. But that's not halacha. So, woman's milk, by the way, is not milchik, right? That's interesting, too. I don't know. It's been a number of years. I don't know. It's sweet, that I can tell you. I'm saying the babies like it. But I don't know. More than that, I don't know. I used to learn by Rav Moshe Halberstam Zatzal of the Eidah Haredis. And he told me, you cannot drink a woman's milk. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, it says you could. So I don't know why he said you can't. But because he said you can't, I stayed with that. I don't know. That's why I didn't say that initially. I didn't say what he said. Because in the Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch, it says, so long as it's not coming directly from her, if it's in a cup, if she expresses milk, you will have times. I mean, your wife expressed milk, the baby didn't need it, and now you have cups of milk left over. Now what do you do with it? So technically, based on what it says in Halacha, you can put in your coffee. But Rav Moshe Halberstam told me no, so to me it's a no. I don't understand why, though. It might have been a good advice. It might have been something that in the community, he overheaded. That's the custom. I don't know. So that's, I didn't say it to you guys. I said to you guys what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That so long as it's not coming straight from her, it's permissible. Coming back to, I never got a chance to ask him about it. When I asked him, he said, I said no, okay? No. That was the end of it. I didn't understand why. Coming back to Bal Teshaktsu. So we're not allowed to put in our mouths things that are considered disgusting, even though there will be moments where we might not find them disgusting. So the Talmud says there are sometimes people have this desire, let me just taste it. When I was a kid, there was a book, How to Eat Fried Worms, right? So it says in Halacha that to eat bugs is Bal Teshaktsu. You don't walk around feeling like, can I just have a taste of that spider? You know that there are desires we have and then there are desires we don't have. And the Talmud says, but when it comes to Bal Teshaktsu, it can happen that a person will have a feel like every so often, I want to just taste what it feels like. I don't know, I've never had this feeling, but the Talmud says that can happen to a human being. Certain Yetzer Hara I have. Some countries are like that. So you have a tequila in Mexico. They have this drink where they put in a worm, and it's supposed to absorb the flavor of the worm. And guys came here and they told me that there's this new fad where they stick into different types of drinks the feces of different animals. And they say it gives all kinds of flavors. So it's an in thing. You're saying you. In New York today, it's a hot item. There, special coffee, right? There's coffee that they mix certain feces into. Right, that's it. Right, you guys heard that? The cat eats the coffee, and then when it excretes the coffee is supposed to have a special flavor. Do not try this at home. Do not try it at all. It's not kosher. The Mishnah in Bechoros tells us, and that's what's ruled in Shulchan Aruch, that what comes out of a defiled creature is defiled. So what comes out of a cat is not a kosher animal, is not kosher. So, so no, you would not be able to drink this coffee. Yes, sir. Vanilla, really?
Yeah,
there's a vanilla plant.
Exactly like vanilla flavor, and that's what they put, like the artificial vanilla or whatever they call it. It's supposed to be something like this, but I've seen it in stuff that's full of kosher.
So I guess there are other ways of making artificial vanilla.
I pray that's the case.
Yeah. Okay, so we're discussing disgusting things. Yes.
What about honey?
So the Gemara in Bechoros discusses that, and discusses where we derive different opinions as to where we derive this from, that honey is kosher. Is it because the Torah says the praise of the land of Israel is Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash, or Dvash V'Chalav Tachat Leshonech? Different opinions in the Gemara in Bechoros. But that wasn't our subject. Okay, if we already touched on this, I'll just mention one more thing. He can't shift too much because of the camera. Say that. Another interesting thing that people don't know is that a nursing baby, if the baby up to 2 years is supposed to be nursing, fine. After 2 years, if the kid takes a break, a 3-day break, he can't go back to nursing. Before age two, so then it depends if he was healthy, if he was sick, why he took the break. But after age two, so then we say after he took a 3-day break, you had 72 hours pass, so then that's it, you're done with the nursing. A 24-hour break can happen. You go on a trip, you go away for Shabbos, you leave the kids by your parents, it can happen. 3 days, well, you got to think about it. Because after 3 days, he won't be able to continue nursing. After age two. Before age two, because Chazal said that when it comes to eating, we have to be careful with our kids. Whatever's kosher for me is kosher for them. I don't give them to eat things that are not kosher for me. We said that an adult is not allowed to nurse directly from his mother, from a woman. So a child, after age two, the halachic assumption is he doesn't have a medical need for his mother's milk. But being that he's been nursing all along, he never stopped, so we don't say it overnight it becomes prohibited for him. We say after age two, for another year or two, if for whatever reason you want to keep nursing him, that's okay. We had a kid that was nursing past age two, and I used to joke with my wife that soon he's going to say, "Wait, Mom, I want to make a shahakol." There comes an age where it's a little funny, you know. The kid's going to, you know, there comes an age where it just doesn't, you know, the kids are too old. But technically, the halacha says that after age two you can continue, but once there's a break, he's going to have to stop. And then we say, it's not, again, after age two, the assumption is there's no medical need. Until age two, it's nutritious for the child, it's good for the child. The assumption is that up to age two, it's good for the child to be nursing. It's important for their health. Okay, but that was just as a side note. Where else does Baal Teshachtzu show up? So there are things which naturally a person is not interested in, but sometimes in the heat of the moment, a person can get taken away. One of those things is to kiss a woman in her private part. So that, the halacha says, even though a couple is allowed to, and when they're close to one another, they're going to express their affection all over. But that's one place where you're not allowed to put your lips. That's Baal Teshachtzu. The Gemara says, when a person is not in the heat of the moment, so then he realizes that's not a pleasant thing. That's like a disgusting area. But in the heat of the moment, then it doesn't bother a person. The halacha says, no, that's Baal Teshachtzu. What about the reverse? Correct. What about the reverse? So that's a discussion among the halachic authorities. Do we look at a male organ the same way? Because the male organ is cleaner than the female organ. The female organ is always moist and it has its odors and stuff like that, and it has the whole period come through it. The male organ emits the urine and then it's clean. So in my humble opinion, the male organ is the same thing. But not everyone agrees with that. That's a discussion in halacha. There's room to be lenient. Okay. Coming back to us, we have another area where Baal Teshaktzu shows up. The Mishnah Berurah says it's a rabbinic form of Baal Teshaktzu, but nonetheless, the halacha does refer to it as Baal Teshaktzu. Baal Teshaktzu means don't do disgusting things with yourself. The other place where it shows up is with regards to taking care of one's needs. A person has to go to the bathroom, and they hold it in. So there comes a point where the halacha says you're being indecent. That's a disgusting way to behave. You shouldn't hold it in that much. How much is that? Well, you shouldn't bring yourself to a point where you're dancing around, where it's very hard, etc. Mishnah Berurah again writes, it's the rabbinic form Baal Teshaktzu. To eat a bug is the biblical form Baal Teshaktzu. To take your child's toilet bowl, clean it out, and use it as your cereal bowl, that's a biblical form Baal Teshaktzu. To hold it in when you really have to go, that's a rabbinic form. That's a rabbinic extension where the rabbi said, that's a disgusting thing. You shouldn't hold yourself in that much. Velo teshaketzu et nafshotechem. Torah says, don't do disgusting things with yourselves. Meaning, you should hold yourself to a higher standard. There are things that should be disgusting. I wouldn't do that. So here we covered another aspect of the mouth. There are certain things in the mouth which we have to... Baal Teshaktzu, don't do disgusting things. Primarily with the mouth. It applies also a little bit in other areas as well.